slowly. Filled with dread at what I might find, I approach and crouch down in the grass. It's a single black shoe, tattered and worn. The tiny holes that once held shoelaces now gape. The tension in my chest eases a bit. I've never seen this shoe before. It doesn't belong to Alex or Smilla. That much I know. Not understanding why, I hold out my hand, sensing how it's slowly but surely being sucked down toward the shoe. As if my fingers are being controlled by some outside force, a force rising up from the ground beneath my feet. With a gasp, I jerk my hand back and stand up. What are these strange ideas and notions that keep creeping into my mind? Remnants of Alex's ghost stories must be lingering in my consciousness. The stories about Lake Malice and its malevolent powers. Briskly, I continue on, reminding myself that those tales are nothing more than supernatural nonsense mixed with old superstitions. Yet I can't help looking over my shoulder several times. My feet cut through the grass faster and faster until I'm practically jogging. I weave between the tree trunks, their shadows growing deeper, their scraggly branches reaching for me like long, malevolent arms. Something grabs hold of me, twigs scrape at my scalp like claws, and I scream loudly, unable to stop myself. The sound of my own terror is too much for me. Thoughts spring into my mind and race wildly, no longer under my control, whipping up greater and greater waves of emotion inside me. I'm not going to find them. I'm never going to find them. But then, at that very moment, something occurs to me. Make a phone call. If I can't find them, I need to call. Of course. That's the first thing to do when someone goes missing. Why didn't I think of that before? I slow down and, breathing hard, shove my hand in the pocket of my capris. Empty. I check the other pocket, but my cell phone isn't there either. Where could it be? Did I lose it somewhere on the island? Or did I leave it back in the boat? Fragments of memory slowly coalesce. I didn't take my cell with me when we left the cabin. It was an impulsive decision to set off on this excursion, and I...